I am ready. I am live. All right. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Le Hakol Havarim and the members of Rashan Messianic Bible Club. I wish I could speak to you guys, because I hope you're practicing your Hebrew. On the Hebrew, on the Rashan Messianic site on Facebook, mm-hmm. I'm going to place a Hebrew beginner's course that's on YouTube that I think every Hebrew student should learn.
Wow.
And it takes you from the letters all the way to a full conversations. Okay.
From you?
Yeah. Well, it's actually from it actually already exists on YouTube. I used it to increase my vocabulary, but you have to start at the beginning, all the way to the end. It's the same one that they use in when you come to Israel and you become a. If you're an immigrant or someone that moves to Israel and you want, but you have to learn the language, so they send you to this, I forget what it's called, but they send you to this school so that you can be acclimated into Hebrew. Well, it's the same beginning lessons for that for doing that. Okay, so okay. I can't think of the name. I was trying to see if it would hit my brain, but it did not. Much slower than it used to be. Okay. We have a great, great lesson for you today. I hope we have time, so I want to get into it as soon as possible, because there are incredible clues that God has given us about 2019. Okay? And you may say what I say, how can there be any greater clues than 1948,
right,
and 70 years after? I can't really answer that, because after that I was like, wow, what is going on? But I understand that if God does things in three, and if he says 17, 18, and 19 is one, and is one prophecy, I have to go with the understanding that, and you know, I think about it, you know, Christ dies, and then for 3 days, kind of nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Then boom, he's back, and we begin this new thing, right?
Right.
So I don't know if, because 2017, 2018, and 2019 being that third day to like, boom, here I'm back. Okay, now let's start the new beginning, which is Psalms 120, which gives us the first year of the tribulation. I am doing what God tells me to do. And God says, look, you keep studying. It is my thing to hide a matter. It is your thing to search out the matter, yeah, and to find out. So you have to continue to search, because obviously I'm not wrong. I mean, God is like, I'm not wrong. So you got to find out where I am, and then you can get on my page. OK,
yeah.
I am never going to say, oh, I did all this, and then God was wrong. You know, I was doing that with the raptures misbehaving. Uh-huh. And God was like, no, I'm not misbehaving. You don't. You, because you didn't find the answer. I got a problem. I got a problem. Search out the matter. Search out the matter. Be a student of the word. So I'm still searching, because I know that the Lord is coming. And if God says I took 17, 18, and 19 as my 3 days, and that then I'm going to start everything, and then I'm like, okay. But we'll see. We will see. My thing is to not give up my hope, because it is my blessed hope. My blessed hope is the coming of the Lord, the rapture. Everything, that's what my blessed hope is,
yeah.
Okay? I want to say hi to my friend Kevin Anderson. I hope you're still listening and still walking strong with the Lord, you and your beautiful wife, beautiful family. Miss seeing you, but man, did I grow to love you. You're a great guy, and I really appreciate you. I am about to say our prayer and get into this message. I have a lot of emails to answer, and I'm going to do it later. So if you sent me an email and you did not get an answer, even the young lady who was asking about Ezekiel chapter 4, I thought I had that message and I could just send it out to you. I have to search for it. And I was like, where is that message? I have that whole message, Ezekiel chapter 4, written down, and I couldn't find it in my notes. So even if I have to redo it, I will get it to you. And I think her name is Christina or Katina or something. I forget. Anyway, it's a lot of emails. Anyway, I didn't forget you. Praise God. So let's pray in and get started, okay? I was reading a letter from Yini the other day that she wrote me, like, maybe it must have been 2017 or 16. Or it was an old one, though, but what a great letter to get that she sent me. So, Yini, I want to thank you for the letter. Like I said, I don't throw anything away. I keep them all, and that one just happened to be in my pocket. And I was like, let me read this so I can make myself feel better. Praise God. So let's pray in. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. I hope people are logging in and getting ready for this study, because this is a great study.
100 so far.
All right, and we really are going to enjoy this study, and you're going to see that you need to have your hopes up, you need to have your antennas up, and you need to keep watching. Praise God.
Amen.
All right, let's please say the Lord's Prayer. Avanu shaba shabaim yit kzeh shemcha, tavo mehuteka yit aserot sanaka. בארץ כאשר נעשה בשמיים. תן לנו היום לחם חוקנו, וסלח לנו את אשמתנו, כאשר סולחים אנחנו לאשר אשמה לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי מסע, כי אם הצילנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי לעולמים. אמן. בשם ישוע המשיח אנחנו תפילים. And bon alek, let's go. Okay. We are. Let's get to a review first of all. Okay. And this is what the review is. Okay. My study of the Psalms 119. Okay. And the number 119 and the gematria of 119. I wanted to see, because I understand something that you may not understand, and I'm going to try and read it to you in Revelation, and then you'll see what I'm talking about here, okay? And I want you to keep this. I might even go back to this scripture and have to read it again, but I want you to know this scripture so that you understand the word of God. And it's Revelation 19, verse 10. Write it down, because what it does is it reminds you how God wrote the Bible, okay? It is not a simple book. It's simple to understand. The gospel of salvation is simple to understand, but the Bible itself is not a simple book. I'm talking about a genius book that a five-year-old could read it and find Christ, and a physics PhD math student can read it and find Christ in just numerology. Okay, so it is not a simple book, but it's simple enough for all of us to understand the basic concept. You need Jesus. This is what verse 10 says. As this, he says, I fell at his feet, but he said to me, do not do it. Jesus is speaking to John. He says, do not do. No, an angel is speaking to John. And because John falls to his knees because he's going to worship this angel. And the angel says, do not do it. And they put an explanation point behind it. This angel's yelling in there, hey, hold up. You know, it'd get me in trouble, right? Now, if it was that other angel, fallen angel, he would have been like, go ahead. But this is a good angel. He said, do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God.
Yes.
Then he says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Mm. Who's the word of God? Jesus. His testimony, the whole spirit of it is prophecy. So that means what God says, I will tell you the beginning from the end from the beginning. The whole scriptures is always prophesying to us. From this time God said Bereshit, which is the first word in Bereshit, we all know that you have the whole concept of Christ, the Son, the gift, the thorns, God on a cross. Everything is in the word Bereshit in the beginning. Okay. Yeah. So that means from the very beginning, God started prophesying to us about the end. Yeah. Okay. So the spirit of the word of God, the spirit, the testimony of Jesus Christ, the word of God is prophecy. Okay. Yeah. So that means inside the word are many prophecies trying to explain to us future coming events. And it would be foolish of us to just read everything as a surface thing and not to see that a lamb dying in Egypt has something to do with another lamb coming to die later for the sins of man and the escape out of the slavery of sin in the world. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everything was a prophecy. And so now I'm going to get deeper and show us the prophecies of 2019 and 119, which is the year 2019 in Psalms, if we get back on track. Because remember, from Psalms 1 to Psalms 116, everything was on track. Psalms 17, 18, and now in 19, on the third day, the prophecies have not gotten back on track yet. But in Psalms 19, the third day could be the resurrection. Yes. You understand? Amen. Of what? We're getting back on prophecy. Okay. We're getting back to the fulfillment of the word of God. Yeah. Now, okay, if we can look at Psalms 119, I want to express a couple of things to you. Psalms 119. Let's read there. Let's see. I think we're going to be in... What verse was that? I think it was 62. Yeah, okay, so it's Psalms 119, verse 62, okay? I think it's maybe 62 and 63. Wicked. Okay, yes, it's 62, okay? Now, if you do yourself a favor and understand that since Psalms 119 is all 22 letters, 62, this verse 62 lands inside of the letter Hey, which is the eighth letter, which means new beginning, and it means life. Okay, now it in the sixth verse of Hey. And let me explain to you what Vav means. Vav is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And what does it mean? Complete salvation. Okay? Vav, because what Vav does is when you're speaking Hebrew, and I want to say Yeshua ve Elohim, Jesus and God, okay? As if they're not one. But if I wanted to say and, I would say vav, okay? Ve, okay? Tov vera, of good and evil, right? Vera. I'm going to use the vav because I'm connecting another something to it, okay? So understand that the vav is always the connection of salvation. That's why the sixth letter of the Hebrew means complete salvation, because it is a connector. If we had enough time, I could show you in the Hebrew that if someone had a vav in their name and they became disobedient, God would take the vav out of their name until they got back in right standing with God, because the vav meant that you are connected to God. Okay? So, in the eighth letter, which is Hey, in the sixth verse, which stands for salvation or complete salvation, he says this, okay, in Psalms 119, verse 62, at midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws, okay? So, at midnight, he rises to give thanks. The only connection with that verse is Matthew 25, which it says, at midnight, a cry rang out, okay? At midnight, a cry rang out, here is the bridegroom, okay? So the connector to this verse is Matthew 25, when he says, at midnight, a cry rang out, and then it said, here comes the bridegroom, okay? So, and he says, I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts, okay? So now, the prophecy that this thing happens at midnight happens to be in the sixth verse, in the eighth letter, saying life and connection is happening here, okay? Now, do I go with just that or do I continue studying, okay? Because if you just go with that, you got to say, okay, there must be more. After Psalms 119 comes Psalms 120. And God had me pump my brakes the other day, okay? Because what happens after the 120 year with Noah? The flood began. When you get to Psalms 120, you're in 2020. This is 120 years after the 19th, after the century began, right? So 120 years go by, and then you come to Psalms 120. Psalms 120 becomes a whole new story. It's not just connected to the other Psalms. Psalms 120, they begin to say this. Let's go past all the 22 letters and let's get to Psalms 120. And it says now we're in the verse one. We're before verse one because Psalms 120 says this is the song of ascent. What? This is the song of Mi'alah. This is the song of when they go up. Okay? This is the psalm of ascent. So Psalms 120, as it is written in the prophecies in the Psalms, becomes a completely new story that's about to happen because in Psalms 19, something happened to make Psalms 120 a new beginning. So Psalms 120, for the next three chapters, becomes what? It becomes three psalms connected as one, representing Genesis, a new beginning.
Yeah.
Then the next three are three psalms connected together, representing the Exodus.
Yeah.
What happens at the Exodus? Because in the Exodus, now you even see I'm returning with the sheaves. In the middle of this is absolutely perfect because in the middle of these next seven psalms, we find the tribulation.
Yes.
We find a verse that says the floodwaters from the enemy have gone out against the people of God and God is rescuing them. As it mentions in Revelation, that he sends out a flood to destroy him, but the earth protected the woman, which is Israel,
yeah,
and she was saved. Same as Daniel, who also speaks of a flood that happens, and the flood will continue to the end. So the middle, it just happens to be that after in Psalms 20 to 127, in the middle of the Psalms, you get verses that speak of a tribulation flood, okay? An attack against the nation of Israel. Now, we could say that's a good clue as well, Lord, okay? First, you've given us the in Psalms 119. Now you're giving us the tribulation scenario, Israel crying out, God proclaiming that he's going to not to worry, he's going to rescue them, Israel crying out, the attack in the middle of the tribulation, and then you see that the psalms have been laid out, and then at the end of those psalms, in Psalm 26, at the end, he says, I'm coming back, and I'm coming back with my sheaf, which yeah, is the barley and the wheat harvest, okay? So now, Christ, then 117 is now talking about even in 120, it's talking about let us go to the house of the Lord. Yeah. We know that there's no house of the Lord right now, so they can't say that. But in 2022, they're saying, let us go to the house of the Lord. It was a joy to me to say, let us go. So everything is laid out in Psalms 20 through 27 as a tribulation scenario, okay?
Yeah.
It would be foolish for us to ignore such a blatant clue right in our face and say, well, I just think that nothing's going to happen, okay? Because I'm not ignoring any clues.
Right.
I want you to know that. I'm not going to ignore clues and just go back to the world and say, oh, well, since he didn't come when everybody said, and now everybody's giving up. Look at even Scotty's going back to the world and everybody's going back. Pastor Sandy's not going back to anything.
Amen.
I'm going to stay on the mission that God gave me. Okay. And I'm not going to stop until we're all dancing in a cloud. You understand? So, in that scenario, that is what you get. Now, the three Psalms, Psalms 117. I want us to read Psalms 117 real fast. And I'm going back to Psalms 117. It is two verses.
Psalms 117?
Yes, Psalms 117. It is two verses, very simple verses, okay? But the Psalm happens to divide the Bible like water, okay? It divides the Bible. This is two verses that divides the whole Bible. It's funny because these two verses in the Hebrew has 62 letters, which gives you the word between in Hebrew, right? Which is also 62, right? It's a 62 value, and it gives you 62 letters, okay? And then it doesn't say for Israel to rejoice. It says here, praise ye the Lord, all ye Gentile nations, all ye Goim, extol him, all you people. Okay? And then it says, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now, those 62 letters have a gematria, okay? And that gematria is only found one other place. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the gematria of those two verses is 294 is the gematria. The only other place that you find this exact gematria is Psalms 119, 88, and 89, which is a cough, and look, you know that Psalms 119 is letters, right? One of the verses is in the cough, and the other verse is in the lamed. You understand? So this gematria happens again, but it is a division between two letters. One means crowning accomplishment, and the other means lament, praise. So the crowning accomplishment and the praise, you get Psalms 119, 88, 89, which gives you the same gematria of Psalms 117, which talks about the division and the Gentiles praising God. So let's see what Psalms 119, 88, and 89 says, okay? These are the clues. Okay, we got to get to the cough. And there's the cough, and that's 81. And then we get to the end of the cough, right? Which is verse 88. And what does it say? I'm going to read it from the it says, quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. So they're asking God is quicken me. What is that? Give me life instantly. You understand? Quicken me, Lord. Okay. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. Give me in some verses it would say preserve my life. Okay. In the New English translation, preserve my life. But the Hebrew translation is, I mean, the King James translation or New King James is quicken me. Okay? Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Look that word up in Hebrew and you'll see it's instantaneously give me life. Okay? Now, it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled where? In heaven.
Yeah.
So we're saying this in heaven. Okay? Now, those two verses are the same gematria as Psalms 117, which talks about what? Praise ye the Lord, all you Gentiles. This is where I'm dividing. This is where I'm going to bring you through. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Now I'm saying I've studied enough concerning the 119, Lord. Now, because I know how genius you are,
mm-hmm.
what about the number 2019? Did you give us any blatant clues concerning that? And yes, he did. So now let's look at those really blatant clues that the Lord is giving us. Did I put the paper in my... Where is my note? Because I have... Oh, here it is. Here it is. Perfect. Okay, now. The numerical value of 2019 is found two places in scriptures. In Proverbs 7, verse 12... has the exact gematria as 2019. Psalms 149, verse 7, has the exact gematria of 2019. So now we have to look at each one of those verses to see what God is talking about at that particular time. And so first, we want to go to Proverbs chapter 7, verse 12. Yes. And I want to thank you guys for being in the Rashawn Messianic Bible Club, because you can't teach this in most churches, because if, first of all, what in the heck are you talking about? Letters. And what are you talking about? You know what I mean? God had to give me a platform to be able to teach what's in the Word. And I need some friends that can hear what I'm teaching them and go back to the Hebrew and understand it and see that I'm trying to give you a deeper level understanding of the Word of God. Okay? So I'm in Proverbs and I'm in chapter 7 right about now. Okay? Now, we're going to read this verse, okay? And this is what the verse says. Verse 12. I'm going to actually go to my King James.
Proverbs 7.
And read it. Proverbs 7, verse 12. Sometime NIV, they're trying to make you understand the words. And I don't trust the NIV or the King James. So I have to get the word, the proper one that's closest to what the original Hebrew says, okay? Because I don't want to be using stuff that someone 100 years later decided, oh, this must have meant that. No, the original word will tell you what it must have meant, okay? So Proverbs chapter 7, and we are reading verse 12. Okay. Am I at 7 yet? Okay, here we are. I am finally there. Hallelujah. Okay. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 12. And this is what it says. Wow. I like this much better. Okay. This is pretty cool. It says, at times she was out. Now, see, that's a bad translation, because it pa'am means at this time. OK, pa'am can mean now or it can mean at this time. So this is a bad translation as well. King James. Okay. It says at times she is outside. No, that's a good translation because pa'am does mean times. It is a thing because you can say from pa'am to le pa'am, from time to time. Okay. So it does mean that. But when you say pa'am brachutz, bet brachutz, it says, and now she's outside. Or at this time, she's outside. Okay. So it says, at this time, or now she is outside. At this time, in the open square, lurking at every corner. Listen, that verse has the numerical gematria of 2019. So who is she that is outside at this time? And who is she that is lurking about at this time and waiting in the square on every corner at this time? Okay? So let's read the story. Let's go to the top. And God is talking to his people, okay? Because remember, the scriptures are prophecy, okay? It says, for the sons keep my word and treasure my command within you. Keep my command and live, and my laws as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your finger, write them on the table of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from immoral women, or from the immoral woman. And it says from the immoral woman. Okay, so it's a definite article. We're talking about a specific person. From the immoral woman, from the seductress who flattered with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked through my lattice and saw among the simple, and I perceived among the youth, a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner. And he took the path to her house, and in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and the dark night, and there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Okay, her feet would not stay home. Then it says at that time she was outside. At that time she was in the square, lurking every corner. Okay, so she caught him and kissed him. With an impudent face, she said to him, I have a peace offering with me. Today, I have paid my vows. She's religiously false, because if she's an adulteress and an evil woman, she can't make a peace offering.
Right.
Okay? And who is she making a vow to? Okay? But listen what she says. She said, so I came to meet you diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband. And now you got to get to, you would have to go back to the Hebrew again, because it doesn't say my husband. It says for the good men. Okay, the good man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him, and will come home on the appointed day. Who's the good man of the house? Jesus, who took a long journey and is not coming back for a while. Jesus. But he's telling you, while I'm gone, don't go out looking for this particular woman, because she's not there for you. She's there to destroy you.
Yes.
Okay? And he's talking to his saints, the people of Israel. Okay? It says, with her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him. Immediately, he went after her as an ox goes to slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of stock, till an owl struck his liver and a bird hastened to the snare. He did not know it would cost his life. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her path, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Listen to that. All who were slain by her used to be strong men, right? Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chamber of death. You hear that?
Yeah.
Now, so who is this woman that now she's in the, she's outside. Now she is, what is the numerical gematria of now she is outside, now she's in the square, now she is lurking every corner. What is the numerical gematria of that? 2019.
No.
So the warning is to who? The children of God and to Israel.
Amen.
Listen, where does this come from? Because this verse doesn't stand alone. This woman is there because she says, the good man has gone on a long journey, and it will not return until when? The Mohadim, the appointed time. Wow. She knows he's coming back at an appointed time.
Right.
Okay. She knows the appointed time. Remember the demons when they talk to Christ?
Yeah.
They say, are you here before the appointed time? Okay. They know the appointed time. So she says, He's gone for a long journey. He's coming back at an appointed time. So now let's have our fill of sin, okay? So now watch this. Let's look at Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13.
I forgot who it was I sent it to. Time Life magazine.
Yes.
September issue, cover of the magazine.
Uh-huh.
The Left Behind Economy.
Wow.
I emailed a copy of it to you.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Matthew chapter 13, verse 34.
Matthew 13.
Verse 34. Listen, it says, Jesus spoke all these words to the crowd.
It was Vicky, Pastor Sandy, Vicky D.
Okay, she sent me that?
Yes.
Okay. Jesus spoke all these words to the crowd in a parable. He did not say anything to them without using parables. So was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophets. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Am I in the right? Okay, I'm in the right one. Okay, then he left the crowd and went into the house, and his disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parable of the weed and the field. And he answered, the one who sows the good seed. Oh, wait a minute. This is.
Someone said Matthew 13:34.
Right. But this is not the parable that I'm looking for. This is, he says, that he goes away. The good man goes away on a long journey. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden. Oh, my goodness. See, this is why. Okay, we're going to have to find that. Let's go to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, because that would be 34 to 36, and that is not it. Okay? Luke chapter 12. Let's see if we can get it there. Luke chapter 12, verse 45. Let's see here. And it says it here. Okay. 12, verse 45. It says, but suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming, and then begins to beat the maidservants and the men servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. Okay? So he's saying the master is going away for a long time, but be careful and watch, because if you begin to sin and to do the things that an evil servant does, he says he's going to come at a time that you do not expect. Now, I really wanted to 24. Let's see if Matthew 24, verse 48 tells us anything.
15 minutes.
Okay. And if you guys could find it, this is the story that it says the good man has taken a long journey. Okay. And he tells him to take care of the house and the place while he's gone. Okay. So when the good man takes his long journey, this is the opportunity that the enemy is coming in to now deceive you. Okay. Yeah. Because in your heart, you say, oh, he's been gone for a long time, and I don't know when he's going to return. So then you begin to fulfill yourself with sin, right? The woman who is out in the field, it says now she's out in the field. 2019, the scripture says now she's outside. Now she's in the field. Now she's looking for you, right? Because she knows that he's coming when? At an appointed time.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let's look at Matthew 24, verse 48, and just see what that says.
I think you said 25, 14, and Jamie said 24, 43.
25:14. That's it. Vicky, to Vicky, 25:14.
That was Vicky D.
Vicky D, you awesome. D must stand for dynamic. Okay. It says, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents. Okay, and to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent according to their abilities. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents, so it's telling you, right, the good man, which is Christ, the husband, which is also translated in the NIV, says it's the husband. The King James says it's the good man, but he's going on a long journey. And he says he's taking a bag of money with him. And he distributed some of the money to his servants and said, take care and profit until I come back. Yeah. Right. Now, when I get to the scripture in Proverbs 7:12, she says the good man has taken a long journey and he's taken a bag with him. And he's not coming back to an appointed time. She knows that Christ is coming back. Yeah. But now, hit the brakes, step back. This scripture, 7:12, says she's now, right now, in 2019, she's outside. Mm. She's on every corner. She's looking for people who are not hearing the words of God, who says, be careful of her and don't be seduced by her trying to bring you back into the world. Okay? Now, let's go to the next 2019 clue. Okay? And here it is. It is in Psalms 149.
What verse?
And we're going to be, it's verse 7 that actually gives you the 2019 gematria. And it says, let me make sure here, 149. See, I was getting ready to read 148, and then I would have been like, that don't sound like. I got to be diligent here. Okay.
149.7.
Psalms 149. And that's why the pages stuck together. Okay. Psalms 149.7. This is what it says. To execute vengeance on the nations and punish and punishment on the people. Okay? Listen what it's saying. Okay? This verse that says to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the people. That's what 2019 will present. Okay? Now, we say, well, what is this whole chapter, this whole verse all about? Okay, listen what it's saying. Okay, it says in verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Okay, sing to the Lord a new song and praise in the assembly of the saints. What? This is the verse. This is the chapter that's going to give us the prophecy of 2019. Sing to the Lord a new song and praise in the assembly of the saints. Let all Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with the dance. What dance?
They praise the wrong guy with the dance. Yeah. At what? when they dance with him in Mi'anim and made Ishbosheth king, a false king over all of Israel. Mm-hmm. He's saying, praise God in your true king. But he says, and in the dance, okay? Not the dance of Mi'anim when you made the false Antichrist your God and your king, but he says, in his presence now. Okay? Now let's continue. Let them praise his name with the dance and with the and let them sing praises to him with the tremble and the harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Love that. Let them sing aloud on their bed. Where'd he get that from? From Isaiah 57. The righteous rest in their bed. Okay? That's the scripture that says what? The righteous disappear and no one ponders. The righteous have disappeared and no one understands that the righteous have been taken away to spare them from evil. Then it says they will rest in their beds. Okay? Now, it says here, scriptures are coming from somewhere to connect you to prophecy. You understand? And it says, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud in their beds. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth.
Yes.
At a two-edged sword in their hand. That is a sword of their mouth, right? That's the word of God. And let the word of God be in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations, the punishment on the people, to bind the kings with chains. What king? The 10 kings that become leaders in those days, okay? And their noble with fetters and iron, to execute them, the written judgment, the honor have all, it says, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. So, verse 7 says, in 2019, this whole event that the saints will be praising him in his assembly. Okay. That it says, sing to the Lord a new song, right?
Yeah.
In heaven, we're going to sing a new song and praise in the assembly of the saints, okay? But verse 17 says,
In 2019, this is why this is happening, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the people. 2019. Okay? So now you have that, and you say, okay, we have two scriptures that are telling us in 2019 of what is to come. In 2019, be careful of the wicked woman, that she don't lure you away from God, okay? Be careful of her, because she's coming, because she knows that the husband has gone away and has taken a long journey. You be careful and be ready. Do not get sunken in with her, because her road is death, okay? 2019 is that one. Now 2019 is this one. Praise ye the Lord in the assembly of the saints. Because what? The Lord is coming to do what? Did we read in Isaiah 26 verse 20 last night? The Lord is coming out of his high place to punish the inhabitants of the earth. 2019. Why is he taking the church? To execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the people. That verse has a numerical value of 2019. Okay. So God is like, I'm leaving you clues. Okay. I'm trying to tell you that, okay, 2017 didn't happen. Okay. I took a break. You have a job. You take breaks. So God is like, look, 17, 18, but now it's the third day. Okay. Uh-huh. Now we're going to start something. And then Psalms 20 becomes the Psalms of Ascent. He says in 2020, there will be a new beginning in the earth. Okay. In Psalms 19. Now I know exactly. And two, Pastor Ben, and I don't know this exactly, but I know how the people of God work. December 31st of 2019 may come and may not come. We might be gone before then.
Right.
If it did come, the people of God would say, Pastor Sandy said 2019 is going to happen, and here we are January 1st, 2020. It's not 2020, and you know better.
Right.
As Bible students, you know that God will not begin his new year until Nisan 1st.
In the winter.
Okay? So you have to understand that spring to spring is a year. And so I'm thinking to myself, you don't have to be in this with me, but I'm looking at the clues because I want to know what God is doing. Okay? Yeah. And if he's saying 2019 is the year, 2020 will be a new beginning in the earth, because I'm bringing vengeance upon my enemies, and I'm going to rescue Israel, and the saints are going to sing in the assembly in the kingdom of God. If I'm telling you this, and I'm warning you that this year she's in the out, she's outside, she's looking for you. She's looking for you. Don't accept her, okay? Because she knows I've been going on a long journey, and she also knows 2019. He's coming at an appointed time.
Yeah.
Okay? So study this. I'm going to try to get it together, because I think that this is what God gave me this morning. Okay? So I want all of us to understand that God is leaving us clues, that he did not leave us. Well, I guess he's not coming. The world's going to be here for at least 20 more years. We might as well relax and just be us. I'm keeping an eye on the word of God, because I'm expecting that after the harvest, the wheat harvest, after the wheat harvest, that he's going to take his church. And it is after the wheat harvest where he's going to marry Ruth. Praise God.
Amen.
So be with me or not be with me. I'm going to do exactly what God told me. I'm going to keep trying to prepare you and give you reality of God, okay, so that you know that you are not in a religion, because the worst thing for a Christian to do is to begin thinking that Christianity is his religion.
Right.
It's not your religion, it's your relationship with God, and you are in a war with him for souls, okay? And one of them souls you're trying to save is yours. So if she's outside in the way, don't go out and meet her, okay? You stay away from her and live for God, because she knows, oh, yeah, he's gone a long way, but he's coming at a point of time. How did you know that? What a point of time? How you know he's coming at a point of time?
Right.
Okay? Because Jesus already told us. The demons know.
Yep.
Are you here to punish us before the appointed time? How do they know the appointed time? How does she know the appointed time? And why would she put it in the scripture that says 2019? Okay? Amen. So, let's pray out. I hope you had fun with this message. And I'm not done, because now I want to see 5779, because I want to see if there's a gematria in that, because that is also 2019 in the Hebrew calendar. Okay? I am studying this out because I want our people to be ready to go. Okay? Amen. Praise God. Let's pray out. Hallelujah. And thank you, the scripture. I needed that. Okay, so here we go. Let's pray out. And I'm going to say the same prayer, because God didn't change it. God said, you know what? If he said it to Moses, he said it to me. When you see my people, this is how I want you to bless them, okay? Because these words must be powerful. He said, when you see them, tell them the Lord keep you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Yivarekha Adonai v'yishmarekha. Ya'ir Adonai panavilecha v'chunecha. Yi'aseh Adonai panavilecha v'yasem l'chai shalom. All right, Le'itriot be'shavu haba, or be'anan, be in the cloud, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.